Sometimes one of the most spiritual things you can do is lay down and take a nap. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, I know that sounds crazy and counterintuitive, probably the biggest word I will use today. But it's true. It's true. Sometimes one of the most spiritual things you can do is take a nap. You crazy dogs. I mean, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we see the creation story, and God creates everything, a lot of which we haven't even discovered yet in really 6 days by speaking it. He says, let there be light, and there's light. I mean, he creates all the world, the universe. I mean, he creates everything. And on the seventh day, he does something different. He stops. Was he tired? No, he wasn't tired. God doesn't get tired. God doesn't get exhausted. He sets the example for us on the seventh day. And he shows us that it is a good and holy thing to rest. To give your body a chance to just breathe. And so on the seventh day, he rests. And he sets out this example, this pattern for us that would stay in place from that point forward. That on a regular routine basis, we would stop. We would hit the pause button on life and take a break, a breather, to rest. And he tells us that he would be honored by that when we take a break and rest. Listen, even Tuff understands the principle of napping. As a matter of fact, he understands it a little too well. One day in particular, I had worn him out a little bit too much. I'd worked him a little bit too hard, and he needed a nap, and he got it. And I decided that I would maybe just kind of sprawl out on the floor with him and enjoy that moment myself, and so I did. There's nothing wrong. It's not lazy to rest. Can I encourage you today? Maybe what you need more than anything is just to push the pause button and breathe. Even if it's for 10 minutes, just slip away and honor God by thanking Him for His faithfulness and just breathe. Listen, God has been faithful to us, and the world is not going to spin out of control if you stop for a minute. I hope that encouraged you today. Listen, I appreciate you joining me on this tailgate. It is a joy for me to get to sit on this tailgate with you each week and share God's Word with you. And until next time, I pray you have an incredible week. I'm going to get back to what I got going today because this has been my breather for a minute, and I got some stuff to do. So until next time, you have a great week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on Tailgate.